Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
Mfundisi Motha.
Pastor Ray, greetings, men of God, greetings, my brother in Christ. And greetings, Nagubalalele Makaya. In the powerful name of our Lord and Savior, Yahusha, Yahmashiach, Yabonga Mfundisi. Ngibingelele Mfundisi Usipho, Mfundisi Jablane. Sibonga kakhulu, men of God. What a very interesting subject indeed that we should talk in Abanta Basha, to talk to the young people, to give advice to the young people, because the young people are the future of this country. They are the future generation. So siyabonga kakhulu Mfundisi. You know, I just want to start by saying uNkulunkulu uyabathanda abantu abasha. But the word of God says that even youth shall faint and be weary, but those who trust in the Lord, they will renew their strength. It does not just happen automatically, but uNkulunkulu, our Father, who gives them new strength, who gives them power to endure the trials and tribulations of this life. So, Mfundisi, I'm really touched by this topic, and I thank the Father tonight, because baningi abantu abasha, some of them, they even gave up in life for various reasons. Now, I remember the book of Psalms, chapter 27, verse number 10, where it says, when my mother and my father forsake me, the Lord took over. Kushuthi ngamanye amagama uNkulunkulu uyangenelela. Kunabantu abasha Mfundisi who have given up in life because bangenababazali. But I just want to say to the young people out there, some of them, they are raised by grandparents. Some of them, they are raised by abazali ababa adoptile. Some of them, they don't even know abazali babo. But tonight, as we are talking to young people, I want to say, mabambongo uNkulunkulu ukuthi there is still somebody that is looking after them. There is still somebody obakhulisayo. There is still somebody that they can look up to. You know, when God intervenes, he will use anybody. Ukuba avale the role. Le esevulekile, as the word of God says, that when my mother and father forsake me, there are so many different reasons why one's parents can forsake him. It could either be death or other reasons. But one thing for sure that we know, ukuthi uNkulunkulu will always intervene. So to the young people out there, senyanga yabantu abasha, I just want to say, ukuthi never give up and keep your hope in the Lord and trust in the Lord with all your heart. Ngokuba uNkulunkulu uyangenelela noma ngabe isiphi isimo. So siyabonga Mfundisi. Entambama nje ukuthi sikhuthazane, sikhuthaze abantu abasha ukuthi abantu abasha ivangeli limnandi, ivangeli liyaphilisa, ivangeli lingamandla masiliphile ngokweqiniso. Umphostoli Paul uma eyalo Timothy uthi, let no man despise your youth. Makungabi khona umuntu oyobudelela obuncane bakho. UNkulunkulu ke Mfundisi ubheka inhliziyo yomuntu. Even uDavide, he was at his young age, very fragile at the time, but God saw his heart and said, ngimfumene uDavide kaJosiah, umuntu owenhliziyo yami. UNkulunkulu ubheka umuntu omusha omthandayo, umuntu omusha oyiphilelayo inkosi. UNkulunkulu uyamsiza umuntu omusha, uNkulunkulu uyamthanda umuntu omusha. And I want to extend an invitation ukuthi nanoma ngabe kuthiwa there are young people out there, ukuthi thina siyiboni lento yokukholwa, sikholelwani ngoba nginabazali, ngikholelwani ngoba ngisebenzi. But the most important thing ukuthi uNkulunkulu uyakuthanda, regardless of whatever circumstances. There are people abanye bafundile, baqedile, but umsebenzi angiwutholi. Lalela, God loves you and he is indeed our provider. And uNkulunkulu asimkholelwa izinto, asimkholelwa imisebenzi, asimkholelwa ukuthi siphumelele. Kodwa asimkholwa ngoba enguNkulunkulu, and knowing that he is the source and the giver of life. So bantu abasha, ngithanda nje ukusho ukuthi let us fix our eyes unto Christ, who is the author and the finisher of our faith. Uma uNkulunkulu simethemba, uNkulunkulu uyakusenzela konke lokho esikudinga, uyakwazi esikudingayo. Masiqhubeke. Yebo, kukhona even abantu abadala abangakudelela bathi, hey, le nto iyahlula abantu abadala, into yensindiso. I want to say ukuthi ungabalaleli, kodwa lalela lokhu izwi kaNkulunkulu elikushoyo. Ngiyabonga Pastor Ray.
Sho, ngiyabonga mfundisi wami, I really appreciate. Send us your WhatsApp, 0826572729. I want to hear from you as to what you say to abantu abasha. Words of exhortation, encouragement, discipline, conduct, words of building our youth, and of course warnings and corrections to youth also. It's important to also look that it should be balanced at all times.
In today's rush world, there is limited time for yourself. Your cell phone, however, is with you all the time. So why not use it? Visit our Radio Pulpit website with your cell phone and restore your soul. There you can find out more about Radio Pulpit, download the Bible to your cell phone, read Word for Today, and you can listen to us online. Just visit www.radiopulpit.co.za, especially developed for your cell phone. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
All right, let's go to Alexander Tokozan.
Good evening, Pastor Ray. Hey. Thank you very much for the opportunity once again. Hey, it's a beautiful Sunday. Happy Father's Day to you and your guest, as well as every listener who's listening to us this evening. Ntate Ray Lohodi, ke a kena le ka tlung ebile ke kena ke tatile manna. Topic ya ke utlwile bathanyane fela, but ke utlwa it relates the coaching and development of young people into the ministries. O ke la bona jwale he. Lena ke rata ho commenta nyana hanya ne ka tsela e o le reng what would I say, it's a bond between the senior the adults as well as young people, those who are involving themselves into the ministry. One tsela yona tele le ngata, and then hape batho ba check batho le reng ba batla ba be le an advanced knowledge, you know. So sometimes you may even think or these people, they are opposing you come khoba le critical ka thing, especially when they are on the process of learning and exploration, you know. So then you need to be thorough and detailed, especially when we are dealing with young people, because of ke batho ba le reng akere jwale ga o ka tloshoba the modern day generation, it's no longer like the previous one, like us ka nako tsa rona ntho tse ngata no kgona go di mamela fela nje, even le lorotlo batlisise or what are the ukila bona. So now these people ba se bana le challenge because of ba phela ka nako tsa di experience, ba phela ka nako tsa ditsebo, ba phela ka nako ya competition, ba phela ka nako e loreng dintho tse ngata di etsagala. And then hape ga go tlo sheba rona ebile we are kind of the end time generations generation, yeah, you know. So but hey, going back to the biblical days, morena modimo ena sa lantsa le motho a ratang go sebedisa batho ba batšha, o tloa ka nako tse a nana fa Moses the instructions, was still young, even wasn't even yet married ka nako tseo a na qala di-negotiations tsa lokolo la bana ba Israel ko Egypt in the slavery, the end of slavery. gore jwale he wa utlwisisa gore morena modimo ena ke motho e le goreng o shapea batho ba batšha and then o ba tshepetse dintho tse ngata bana ba sa le mafolofolo ba sa kgona go lena ba sa kgona go ithuta ba sa kgona go etsa le ntho e bitswang ka gore ke research and then ra thaba if ever e le gore ba involved and ba participate fe ditabeng tsa morena bana le bona ba kgona go thusa gore kereke e bele a proper direction o kila bona so that we cannot even pray in vain le na kontsena tsa bofelo tsena na kontsela tsa Bible tsa Apostle Paul ula sebedisa haholo Timothy wa bona ana mofa the what is this ana mofa has handed over ministry who yena Timothy ula mokosha haholo a ntsa mo guide hore batho ba haholo o ba tshwara so kereke o tshwara so responsibility tsa ho kitsena litsena especially as a young man wa bona so na mo fa balancing entle haholo holo ditabentsa morena so ra thaba le hona di tshuntsa tsa ona ka tsena tsa ka jeno nna ke motho le reng ke le lapalaka la semoya the spiritual family e ka mona ka FM Timbisa. So what is happening our pastor also on a little program center it's a very interesting for young people so from just only motivating them got the theological classes wabona body mentoring classes and then but what check what all room ba active wholo just like example fella yesterday they were having some a concert or kapa conference eloring they have prepared it bana ba meme the gospel artist mono and then honono monate man ba bontshana ka bophelo lore ba bonde joang lore ka ro kereke dinthotse loreng ba ka tswela pele ka tsona ka ro kereke wa bona so young people rata ba re appreciate process ya bona ka ro kereke ba thusa music industry ngata dikerekentseng ngata I mean music ministry mongata ko dikerekentseng ngata o ete tsopele ke batho ba batsha so ke batho le romba thusa le ka bo di development tsa bo ka ro kereke wa tseba so kereke lona tshwantse e sebedise batho ba batsha bana ke batho ba mafolofolo ba active and then ke batho ba le romba rata lo sebeletsa morena and then he even if re ba fa di examples tsetseng ata ka ka bibeleng so hape again we need to ensure hore ba hola le physically ka bakala hore akere batho ba tsha ba santsana mana le di challenges tsengata tse tshwana le bo unemployment ke yone lo reng e fetsa batho ba batsha in general so we need to make sure hore at least ho ba le ntwe lo reng e physical e lo reng ba etsa re tshwantse re ne re ba supporte di needs tsa bona tsa ho rapedisa di unemployment ke batho ba lo reng ba na le bo di peer pressure tshwantse re ba thuse re ba guide hantle di career ba active ha holo fela ntate re le khodiwa ke batlo senya nako man ke a leboha ke itumetse ho ba le lona tsa tsina ka jeno lebeletsa se le monate thokozane buthelezi Alexandra.
Thank you so much, Thokozane.
Tune in to Radio Pulpit Jikelele for Christian radio that speaks to the heart. Listen online to Radio Pulpit's new gospel station in English and vernacular languages like Zulu, Setswana, and more. Visit radiopulpit.co.za or download the Radio Pulpit app and click on Radio Pulpit Jikelele to live stream wherever you are.
Mr. Felix.
Hello, Mre. Hello, Mre.
Baba.
Lo tatu mfundisi
babami
izwe lethu tatu mfundisi le tlhoka thapelo le fasi la rona le tlhoka thapelo ba ene le tlhoka barapidi ba rapelang andazi njani kuti abathanda abathandaza abathandazayo tatu
yeah
le tlhoka batho ba rapelang le fasi la South Africa ba
ka nnete
le baka kobane hona le baruti ba re reng ba rapela ga ndi ha ba rapele bo morapelo wa watumelo
eh
ba rapela thapelo ya uikhumisa yabona ba kubekizandla bathi bless what bathethe into ezininchi nabo bayathandaza nabo baphethe iBhayibheli so ingxaki ilapho dada buthatha bomo bayikisa baruti ise baruti yano re hloka baruti ba nnete ntate re se hloka re hloka batho ba tsona le lone ba bua nnete be le ibuwe ibile na se publicini ni thethe ke bona batho ba re ba hlokang bao re tloka ho rapellwa re tloka ba rapedi ntate mo South Africa sitting aba thandazi abe South Africa mao bane kire aba bantu ba rexand drugs ba rexisang bana di drugs modimo aba howe modimo aba tshware ba ska ba hlokahala batho ba rexand di drugs ba yabo modimo ba sireletse ba ska hlokahala bangafi ba ibone i damage ba yenzile e South Africa abo bantu abo kaobane ke bone ba khositseng hore bana ba batlo tlhasola ke di ba tlhasola ke mathloko a di drugs bana hone fanda ga bana ba rone ba kene mo mathateng yano re rapela re modim nna ke rapela re modim aba howe ba batho ba se ka ba hlokahala ba rekisamba ba ibone ingxaki ba yenzile emhlabeng bana ba bang ndate re abaye ko di drugsing ka le bakalelitseng ba bang ba ntshwa ke batswadi ba bone ba batshwere ga botlhoko montong mara abanye abantwana aba mamela bazali that is why be siya estrateng ba yothenga is drugs ya bona so ha bana ba rone ba ka rutlwa fela gore ga wa loka go reka drugs ga wa loka go sebedisa drugs o tlo felelwa ke bokamoso bo gago o bo feditse so seno o bo feditse ka yona nthwe maelo bothata ba nthwe nantatere abantu ba thengise drugs ke bone bana ba tshepagalang ba 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 ko godimo ba ba di BMW ba bangwe bang ke bone bao ba ba rekisetsang bana di-drugs ya bona tate gone yanong ntho e botlhoko e tlhongwe le ntolo ga o ka e bua yotlhe ba bangwe ba tlo kwate kore ba tlo utlwa botlhoko because and ba yensa le ntole and batho ba ba rekisang di-drugs ba ke bone bothata ba nthwe ba ba rekisang di-drugs ba ke bone ba ba boelang lefatshe la rona and ke bone ba re ba tshepileng. Okay, Ndadere.
Sure.
Sasa nyana kwa Ndadere. Bye. Bye.
Thank you so much, Mr. Felix. I really appreciate you talking to the youth and the young adults. And, of course, words of exhortation and encouragement. Send us a WhatsApp, 0826572729.
Thank you for choosing us as your daily companion. Visit radiopulpit.co.za for spiritual fuel for the journey.
Do you need prayer? Radio Pulpit, in collaboration with Need Pray, is ready to stand in prayer with you. Contact us today with your prayer request at 012-334-1222 or WhatsApp us on 067-429-7564. You can also visit us on radiopulpit.co.za for your online prayer request. We will faithfully pray with you.
Imagine a place where young people can get answers to difficult questions, seek advice on issues that they struggle with, listen to uplifting music, and find relevant and godly content that can help them shape their identity. All this while also having fun in a safe space and environment. Well, the new I Am Youth website is just the place where you can find this and so much more. Go to iamyouth.co.za for an experience that will stay with you for life. I Am Youth. Life Explained.
Hear the word and renew your life on 657 AM.
All right. I think Usipo had played it. Let me see. Usipo, I've played him. Yeah, I've played Usipo. I've played him. But hey, let's go for it and hear what he says. Sipo.
Nkulunkulu yanithanda abantu abasha qinani inkosini nasemandleni ayamakhulu kubahlulele chapter 11 verse 1 iBhayibheli lithi uJeftha wabaGiliyadi wayeqhawe namandla kodwa wayeyindodana yesifebe uGiliyadi wamzala uJeftha iBhayibheli linamahloni abantu abasha ukuthi uJeftha he was born by a prostitute but what I love about this verse iBhayibheli lithi wayeqhawe namandla. Don't judge yourself according to what your parents ngendlela abakuthole ngayo noma nangendlela mhlawumbe izimo zasekhaya kini. Don't allow izimo zasekhaya kini to limit into uNkulunkulu ayibeke phezulu kwempilo yakho. If God was able to use Jephthah ezalwe emndenini wawungahlelekile umama ongenasimilo, but God used him mightily. So that is why now mntu omusha, don't judge ngokuthi awusebenzi. Don't judge yourself ukuthi awufundanga. Don't judge yourself ukuthi awunazo izinto eziphathekayo. UNkulunkulu esikholwa kuye unamandla uma wena kuphela ungafuna umbuso kaNkulunkulu nokulunga kwakhe. Konke lokhu kuzonginezelwa empilweni yakho. I stand mina ngihlele ekhaya for 10 years after imatric angizange ngithole umsebenzi, but I was pouring my heart for the work of the Lord, preaching every day a goodness corner like Sakile is kaNkulunkulu. When God answers my prayer, wow, what an amazing experience. When God ebuyisa ikhadi ezadliwa izinkumba nenkasa nesikhonyana empilweni yami, kuba ngathi angaze ngahlala ngangasebenza, but ngahlala for 10 years after school. But what look the Lord has done today, kuba ngathi ngihamba amanga, but I know exactly ukuthi uNkulunkulu engihambe naye uyahamba noNkulunkulu. UNkulunkulu wahamba namaqhawe asendulo, mntanami, nawe angahamba nawe. Uma wahamba kuGenesis chapter 2 and chapter 5 uverse 24, la khona uNkulunkulu wahamba noEnoch. UNkulunkulu wayengasekho ngoba, I mean, uEnoch engasekho ngoba uNkulunkulu wayehambe naye ngoba wamthabathela kuye. Nawe umuntu omusha, God can walk with you. Okwakho kulwela ukuphila impilo engcwele, iba ngcwele njengalokhu yena engcwele. Ugweme mntanami izindlela zezono nokuwenza ube yize umusa kaNkulunkulu, ngoba ngeke kwasiza lokho. Yingako sifuna umbuso kaNkulunkulu ongulunga, ukuthokoza nokuthula konke emoyeni engcwele. Then God will add all these things that we are desperately needing today. Uzoba nalo ikhaya wena ngelinye ilanga, uzoba nayo inkosikazi nabantwana abahle, uzoba nayo umsebenzi okhokhelwayo, uzoba nekhaya elihlelekileyo, uzoba kukhanya kwezwe, umuzo wakhe entabeni. Okwakho kuqala kuphela ukuthi umamukele uJesu abe inkosi nomsindisi, umlalele izintweni zonke, uyithokozise ngaye. Khona lokho kufiswayo okusenhlizweni yakho, okusentandweni kaNkulunkulu, God will grant you. I know he's not a man to lie. Is there anything impossible to our God? The answer is nothing.
Nguza kahle.
Thunembe ukuyihamba nawe lendlela yobomi. Hlala umamele, tshelela ku radiopulpit.co.za.
When the drive gets long, we are there. Listen live to Radio Pulpit on radiopulpit.co.za, DStv 882 and OpenView 607. Also follow us on our social media, download our app and listen to our podcasts wherever you are. Radio Pulpit, still your daily companion. 657 AM, Radio for Believers in Action.
All right, send us your WhatsApp. So we're 2657-2729. Mfundisi Bangani.
Mufundisi wam
baba
mandibulele tata ngibulisa kana njalo kuwe nakubaphulaphuli bonke ke beRadio Pulpit ngeli sika Christu igama kaloku tata kuGenesis chapter 1 verse 26 uthe uThixo phaya xa ebegqibodala umuntu ngokwemfano nemfuzo kaThixo ngokwemfano nemfuzo kamoyo ingcwele wamdala umuntu wafana wafuzu Yesu wazike ngoku wamnika ilungelo likaqhamane nande uthi ukuthi uqhamane ke kuthethwa ke ngolutsha abantwana esawuthi sabe sibazele simkholwa simkhonza uKristu sibakhulise ngendlela ekholisa uKristu ekholisa uThixo uthi ukuthi abantwana iyouth mabayazi ukuthi balikamva langomso kuba kaloku ekukhuleni kwethu sizawukhula sifikelele kwela xesha lokuba singabikho ke ngoku makubekho umgqiku uze uve kuthwe umhlambo ngenamgqiku lo mhlambe lo ulilize uthi ukuthi uma inkonzo ingenabo abantu abatsha abazawufundiswa ngendlela efanele abantu abatsha bakhuliselwe enkosini uThixo ubathanda kakhulu abantwana yilento ke wathi bayekene abantwana bezikum kunjalo nje ningabaleli kuba kaloku ubukumkani bamazulu bukunje ngabo kanye aba ithi ke ngokulomeko uThixo Pastor Ray uThixo ubathanda kakhulu abantwana iye ke kube buhlungu xa abantwana ngexesha loba kushunyayelwa okanye enkonzweni bengayinikwa inxaxheba elingana okanye elungele bona ukuze abantwana bakhulele ekumazini uKristu bakhulele ekumazini uThixo bakhulele ekumazini umoya oyingcwele uzothi pha kuJoweli ku chapter 2 uverse 28 uthi ngemihlogqibela uThixo uza kuthela amandla kamoya oyingcwele wakhe enguThixo uthi phezu kwayo yonke inyama Uti onyana benu kamanya magama ulusha kunye nentombi zenu zizawushumayela ibe ngathi ngamaqala zishumayele ngokungengathi kudala zashumayela usho ukuthi le chapter uJoel chapter 2 verse 28 uyafana ne ex okanye izenzo uchapter 2 now uverse 17 apho khona athetha kwa into enye ethi athuthixo kuyo uzawuthela umoyo ingcwele so ulusha luyasebenziseka Pastor Ray as vessels okanye ichannel uthixo uyakwazi usebenza ngo 12 year old abe ichannel okanye abe itool okanye abe instrument ulutsha okanye abe iconveyor belt now uthixo agqibelisa kuyo now umoya wakho ingcwele okanye imessage ezawubheka ebantwini umntu omtsha ke Pastor Ray makakabambe abatyo Please, boy, 8. Utyokala, kunjawunje, wakube uye wakholwa, wholeheartedly, mdomcha, njamba uye sunjena, uise wayama unyana wakhe ekuphela kwamzeleyo kuJohn 3:16 uThixo wayinqama unyana wakhe ekuphela kwamzeleyo ekumele ke ngothina singabantu abasha sizincamele ke ngoku sizijulele sizinikele siziphosele now ekulawulweni behind each and every steering wheel senhliziyo yomntu omtsha avume ukuba abe no driver ovalid okanye o licensed ogama lengu Yesu kuba you never go wrong uno driver ogama lengu Christ umuntu omtsha njengami kanye nje uyabona ke umuntu omtsha xa pastori umuntu omtsha enogcina abantu boyi 8 utyoqala ngokokeleleka uziqalele ukuthi iqokeleleka manje iqokeleleke two number 2 qeqesheka 3 khokheka 4 qoqosheka 5 qika 6 ukonda 7 qiniseka 8 qaqamba Genesis chapter 12 athi phaya ku verse 2 athi ndikusikelele umuntu omtsha ndikusikelele kunjalo nje utsho umuntu omtsha ube insikelelo nakwabanye abantu ndikusikelele akathi xa une 70 years okay xa une 8 years uthi ndikusikelele utsho ngale ntsikelelo izabi kuwe utsho ube intsikelelo nakwabanye abantu abasha nakwabanye abantu abadala abakaqoli kunye ngothixo athi ke ndikusikelele ukuze negama lakho libe nodumo ngamanye amagama yazi xa uqokeleleka mntu omtsha uqokelelekile uqokelelwa khona ukuze uqaqambe egqibeleni
hey
Now uqeqeshwa nje uqeqeshe ntoba uzuqaqambe egqibeleni ukhukhwa njena ukhukhelwa intoba uzuqaqambe egqibeleni Now uqoqoshwa nje ngabazali uqoqoshelwa intoba uzuqaqambe egqibeleni And then uqiqiswa njena uqondiswa loo nto yenzela intoba uzuqaqambe egqibeleni wakuqiniseka ngokristu ahlala apha kuye ngaphakathi wabuqinisekile usuqaqambe egqibeleni kanti xa siqala apha kunumber 8 ndibeke phantsi unumber 8 uthi pha umzekelo awunoqaqamba yenyuka number 7 ungaqinisekanga ngothixo nyuka ungenawuqiniseka ungaqondi nyuka ungenawuqonda ungaqiqe nyuka ungenawuqiqa ungaqoqoshekanga nyuka ungenawuqoqosheka ungaqhuqekanga nyuka ungenawuqhuqeka ungaqeqeshekanga nyuka ungenawuqeqesheka ungaqokelelekanga mntu omtsha abatyu aba mabakusebenze ekugqibeleni uyawuqaqamba sowusesikolweni uqaqambe sowuseofisini ophangela kuyo uqaqambe sowushumayela uqaqambe sowuhleli kokweni uqaqambe sowuthetha into yonke oyenzayo inokuqaqamba kuba kaloku ihamba nomoya uyingcwele kathixo hayi mayizukiswe
Thank you so much. I appreciate.
Listen to Radio Pulpit 657 AM for a godly perspective on day-to-day events.
We understand that as a young person, you face many challenges that threaten both your safety and mental well-being. And in this fast-moving world, you don't always have someone to talk to. That's why I Am Youth has joined hands with Child Protection Hotline to give reliable and accessible counseling to young people. So send a WhatsApp text, SMS, or call the number 076-037-6345 to get help today. We believe that you are worth it.
Zibanda kanye nathi ekuguquleni impilo zabantu ilizwe liphela apha ku Radio Pulpit 657 AM.
Funis Mota.
Pastor Ray. Ngiyabuya futhi mfundisi wami. I just want to say to a young person, it is important for a young person ukuthi akwazi ukukhetha abangani abafanele. You should be the person that is able to choose the right friends. You know, there's one thing uNkulunkulu that has given unto us. Ukuthi sikwazi ukuyikhethela abangani. Yes, you cannot choose your family. God chooses for you. But when it comes to friends, uNkulunkulu sinikezile ukuthi we should be able to choose. If you read in the book of Proverbs chapter 13 verse 20, it says, walk with the wise and become wise, for a companion of fools suffers harm. Kusho ukuthini lokho? Kusho ukuthi kubalulekile ukuthi uma ungumuntu omusha, as a young person, you have a dream, you have a goal, you have a vision in your life. You should, you know, associate yourself and walk with the people who have the same vision. Because if you are working with people who do not lead the life that you live, they will drag you into destruction. Kubalulekile ukuthi umuntu omusha ukwazi ukuzikhethela. Because one of the challenges abantu abasha ababhekana nazo, it is what we call peer pressure. There are people who end up baphuza utshwala, smoking and doing all wrong things, even though baphuma from kuma family where they've been taught, even though baphuma from schooling where they've been taught well how to lead life, but because of bad company. The word of God says that bad company corrupts the good character. It is important as a young person that you should have a backbone, you should be able to stand, you should be able to know what you want, what you need in life, what you want to achieve. Because when you know what you want to achieve, you will be able to make the right choice of friends. So it is important, ukuthi, as a young person, you shall be able ukuba ume uqine, and ukwazi ukuthi ufuna ini empilweni yakho. There are a lot of things that comes along with peer pressure, more especially when one has chose wrong friends. If I read in the book of 2 Timothy chapter number 2, verse number 22, it says, flee also from youthful lust. Like I already said, ukuthi, there are people who end up smoking. There are people who end up bephuza utshwala because they are in the wrong company. These things that are endangering our spiritual life, that endangering your spiritual walk with the Father as a young person. The word of God is so clear in those things. It says we must flee from those things. Inkanuko of the younger person, of the youth, we should shy away from that. The word of God encourages abantu abasha ukuthi you should continue to pursue what? Righteousness, faith, love, and peace with all those who are called on the Lord of a pure heart. So it is important ukuthi ungumuntu omusha, you need to have a life that is focused. You need to have a life ube ngumuntu onephupho owaziyo ukuthi ufunani empilweni yakho. To each and every young person out there, I want to say that you are born for a purpose. The word of God says, for I know the plans that I have for you, the plans to prosper you and the plans to give you an expected end. You should lead a life knowing that there is a purpose that you need to fulfill, and you can never be able to fulfill the purpose uNkulunkulu that has called you for. It is important that in everything, as a young person that you do, you should at all time ubheke kuJehova, ubheke kuNkulunkulu. Allow the Father to lead you, allow the Father to guide you, allow the Father ukuba akubonise indlela ekuyiyona yona, and that can only be happen uma ngabe uzokwazi ukuthi you giving your life unto Christ, because for each and every young person God has a purpose for their life. Ngiyabonga mfundisi Ray.
Thank you so much mfundisi Motha, kubonga mina sizwa yakithi. Inkosi kubusise.
Feel the pulse of the real life on 657 AM. 657 AM. The sounds of your life.
Do you need prayer? Radio Pulpit, in collaboration with Need Pray, is ready to stand in prayer with you. Contact us today with your prayer request at 012-334-1222 or WhatsApp us on 067-429-7564. You can also visit us on radiopulpit.co.za for your online prayer request. We will faithfully pray with you.
When the drive gets long, we are there. Listen live to Radio Pulpit on radiopulpit.co.za, DSTV 882 and OpenView 607. Also follow us on our social media, download our app and listen to our podcasts wherever you are. Radio Pulpit, still your daily companion.
Mfundisi mina.
Pastor wa mina, uyabona ke pastor ngijabula uma kungijene. Umfundisi bangana ngene. Akhulume kanje kuba imvuselelo mfundisi uma kunomfundisi bangana. Kanye nabanye 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 abangena mfundisi. Siyambonga ke mfundisi bangana. Pastor, kuqhubekela phambili. Umfoka ke kanu lo ngikhuluma ngaye mfundisi. Uma evela emhlabeni wabona ukuthi impilo yakhe ayikho kahle, waya esikolweni wofundela umusic, esikolweni wofundela umusic, wawazi umusic, akekho umuntu kade edlala njengaye la umusic, ewazi umusic lo mfu. Manje ke kulaba bamfundisi waphuma wazimaketa wathi mina ngumfokazi bani bani bani, mina nguzibani bani bani mina. Woba champion disc music ya Africa. Manje ke phetha kane le khona lenyisonto umfundisi wase Brakpan, umfundisi omhlophe wase Brakpan wathi komunye umfundisi khona letsakane, ngipha abantu babili ngifuna bafake iphupho lokufundisa amakhompyutha. Wabayise esikoleni bafunda amakhompyutha bawazi umfundisi. Wangitshela lolo omunye umfu lo wafunda ikompyutha lo ubuye esikoleni sekompyutha wathi letwa bengayazi ngihamba le ngayifunda lesikolweni. Wafundisa kwagcwala lapha yani befundisa lapha. Manje ke nansi inkinga lamachudeni lawa abawafundisayo lawa, awafuna ukuhamba zimakethe wona, afuna ukulwa nalaba abafundisa ababangisa umsebenzi lo wokufundisa la computer school. Angithi uma sengifundile umfundisi uSilinda wangifundisa sengaphoma nami ngiyazimaketha manje ngiyazise abona abayenzi lento leyo bahlala lapha yani kodwa sebanama certificate baphumile bafundile bahlala babangise lezi mali ezizayo lezi mfundisi. Uyabona ke into le kungabi naphupho ikona lokubulala umsebenzi kaNkulunkulu, ukungabi naphupho ikona lokubulala ama political party mfundisi ngoba umsebenzi wo political party mfundisi uzuthathwe umuntu lo ongakwazi lokukhuluma mfundisi manje ke umsebenzi wobufundisi uze ubula ngoba uthathwa yilabo abantu abanganayo iphiwe mfundisi abangashitshuka ulabula khani mo pastor
kan mambo mfundisi amina na cancer mfundisi amina
Our family is just getting bigger and bigger. Welcome to 657 AM.
Here's another one. This is from Kotso B. Mev Mavimbele. It says, Greetings, First Ray and your guests. How can a young person stay on the path of purity by living according to your word? I seek you with all my heart. Do not let me stray from your commandments. I have hidden your word in my heart that I may not sin against you. Psalm 119 verses 9 to 11. Beautiful. Thank you so much. I really appreciate Salfina Kadiaka says, Hi, Red Pulpit. I'm Salfina Kadiaka, a jazz singer, three times 2024 Jazz Awards winner. Can I send you my music and get the interview from the beautiful, entertaining Radio Pulpit? Yes, you can. Please do that. I would really, really love to hear from you. Babongane.
Umusa nokuthula ke kuwe mfundisi Ray nezambeli ke e studio na nabalaleli bonke be Radio Pulpit. Leli ke yizwi elikhuthaza ke intsha yakithi. Intsha ikusasa ke lezwe lethu isihloko esithi commit to living by your values. Moses regarded disgrace for the sake of Christ as of greater value than the treasures of Egypt because he was looking ahead to his reward. Singafunda ke lokho ke encwadini yamaHebheru isahluko 11 verse 26. Moses made a third resolution. He chose God's values, not the world's. Moses made a value judgment. He clarified what mattered most to him. What matters most in your life? If you don't decide what's important in your life, other people are going to decide for you. I thank you. God bless you. Amen.
Thank you so much, Babongane. Let me bring you back. Let me bring you back after this. There's also something that you said which I really, really love. And yes, after this.
No hassles, no frills. It's just sounds full of life on 657 AM.
Ngiphinde ke ngibingelele ke emndenini ke we Radio Pulpit wonke. Egameni lenkosi yethu uKristu Jesu. Izwi lokugcina ke lele lokukhuthaza ke intsha yakithi ke esithandayo isihloko esithi bullying in school. Bullying can have negative consequences for the general school climate and for the right of student to learn in a safe environment without fear. Bullying can also have negative lifelong consequences both for students who bully and for their victims. Bullying is comprised of direct behaviors such as teasing, taunting, threatening, hitting, and stealing. There are several causes of bullying such as rage, increased anger, revenge, jealousy, and the urge to be in control. Bullying may also cause a student to be socially isolated through intentional exclusion. Boys engage in direct bullying methods. Girls opt to indirect strategies such as spreading rumors and enforcing social isolation. Consequences of bullying. When you reach adulthood, you experience legal or criminal troubles. Chronic bullies maintain the behaviors into adulthood. They cannot maintain positive relationships. Victims always fear school and consider school to be an unsafe and unhappy place. Being bullied leads to depression and low self-esteem. Problems that can carry into adulthood. Bullying is a serious problem that can dramatically affect the ability of students to progress academically and socially. Matthew chapter 5 verse 44 says, "But I say to you, love your enemies, bless those who curse you, do good to those who hate you, and pray for those who spitefully use you and persecute you." God hates abuse, viewing it as sinful and unacceptable, and delights in rescuing the oppressed. We can read that in 2 Samuel chapter 22, verse 49. "Make no friendship," this is Proverbs chapter 13 verse 20, which says, "Make no friendship with a man given to anger, nor go with a wrathful man, lest you learn his ways and entangle yourself in a snare." I thank you. God bless you in Jesus' name. Amen and amen.
Thank you so much, Mabongani. The time has gone 10 minutes before the hour.
Feel the pulse of the real life on 657 AM. 657 AM. The sounds of your life.
Sipho.
Nkulunkulu uyanithanda abantu abasha. Qinani inkosini nasemandleni ayamakhulu. Kubahlule chapter 11. Bantu abasha siyanithanda. Nkulunkulu anibusise, nigcine, nilondoloze. Nkulunkulu uyakholelwa kini. We've got God who believes in you. And we are also, as the body of Christ, believe that God can use you mightily. I guess we'll begin with Joshua. Joshua 1 verse 6. Uthi laphaya, qina umisibini ngokuba uyakuba. Uyakwenza ukuba laba bantu badle izwe engalifungele oyihlo ukubanika lona. It is God to tell Joshua, be bold, qina, imisibini. Why? Ngokuba uyakwenza ukuba laba bantu badle izwe engalifungele oyihlo ukubanika lona. When Moses died, God made Joshua to be a leader among Israel. And by then he was young, and God strongly believed that Joshua can take the whole Israel into a promised land. That is why, Mtomusha, never allow anyone to tell you Shabako. Greater is he in you than the devil is in this world. And we serve a mighty God who can do wonders and miracles. Even if they don't believe in you, but God still believes in you. And there is a guy who can go churches, Abashlule chapter 6. He came to the kitchen. And he didn't eat under the kitchen. He piped in the middle of verse 12. It is the guy who is a young boy. Mdomosh, yet guy. Uchovu na wena kawe na manja. Natin tambama. Sumsaga zore do pulpit. Mzimbenega chesu. Sizothi nawe qhawe namandla Mtomusha, uNkulunkulu uyakholelwa kuwe. Kunezinto azibeke kuwe ngoba umethu Jehova kuGideon uyiqhawe namandla. Akazange abuke la wayekhona, wayebuke lokho azokwenza ngoba unguNkulunkulu odala inhliziyo yokuthanda nokukwenza kuyintando yakho.
Now let me stop there because time is gone, but uyamuzwa siphuthini. Jabu,
I know with my friend bese ngithengiyavala kodwa hayi ngisheshe ngavala kusese kuningi kakhulu ubaba akakubekile nakho kunye my friend laphana kunento engifuna ukuthi ngiveze kubantu abasha belalele yonke indawo so that sikwazi ukuthi sisizane. Amen. Singazincishi ukujabula abantu abasha. Hallelujah. Ukuba umntwana kaNkulunkulu as a young person is not a burden. It's not a boring thing. It's not a shameful thing, like sometimes it can appear to be, because of Tina, as abantu abasha ababizwe uNkulunkulu, sometimes it's no snogu behavior as if it's shameful, it's behavior as if it's boring, it's behavior as if it's something je yabona nje ehluleki zomhlaba. No, please. You know, that narrative to change from today. If ever in your area you were viewed like that, it should change. It's not like that. As young people, singers nish ubumnandi. Kumnandi ukuba umntwana kaNkulunkulu. Kumnandi ukusindiswa. Kumnandi ukuba ikholo. Kumnandi ukuba umuntu omusha ophilela uNkulunkulu, osebenzele uNkulunkulu ngempilo yakho. And lokho, I'm glad ukuthi kushiwa omunye umuntu omusha. Actually, you can't even challenge me because of nami ngikuyo. Ngikuwo lo mkhumbi engikhuluma ngawo. So singazincishi ubumnandi. In the book of Ecclesiastes chapter 11 verse 9. Not come Shumayel, chapter 11, verse. It says, rejoice, O young man, in your youth, and let your heart cheer you up, or cheer you in the days of your youth. Unkulunkulu osikhulayo ukuthi, rejoice.
Yeah.
Rejoice in your youth. So why when you are so somber? Why when, you know, you are only showing a sad face? You know, who said, ungcwele noma ukholwa? It's about set face. Hallelujah. When I maukamuga even escolin bayazi, like a spirit of sorrow is just approaching them because of you're always sombra, you're always boring, you are always like Jay, there is no life in you, man.
I hear you quite well. Mfundisi Mota, finally.
Lastly, Pastor Ray, allow me to say to the young people that for you as a young person to live a victorious life, you need wisdom. And you need the wisdom from the Father, not the wisdom of this world. Even King Solomon, when God said to him, he must ask anything, his prayer, he prayed for wisdom. The word of God in the book of James, chapter number 1, verse number 5, it says, if any lacks wisdom, let him ask of God, who gives to all liberally without a reproach, and it will be given to him. So we need to ask wisdom from God, because the wisdom of this world, it leads into destruction. If you will walk according to the wisdom of this world, you will forever living a defeated life. So for a younger person to live a victorious life, a prosperous life, you need wisdom that comes from God. And he has given us, he said, if any man lacks wisdom, let him ask from him, because he is the giver. Freely he gives his wisdom unto us. So as a young person, you need to ask wisdom from the Father. You should not lean in your own understanding, but you should trust in the Lord in everything that you do. Thank you, Pastor Ray, and have a blessed evening.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate inkosi kubusise ngendlela eyisimanga mfundisi wami uMotha. And of course someone is busy really disturbing me on the radio as we speak, and it's so sad. Anyway, Sipho, finally.
Asimbonga uNkulunkulu ngeshow namhlanje, dedicated to the young people. Mtomusha, you're still young. Ngeke uhlale ungaka. Yes, times are coming. Would we be able to be proud enough about you dedicate your life to Christ? Whereas you regret about if I knew. So do things today so that in the near future, you won't be ashamed. As I see, I thank God for this opportunity. God has revealed to my life that Christ, he is the blessed hope of glory. I received him in 1998. I'm not ashamed of that decision. Thank God I was saved, and I will continue to love him wholeheartedly. God bless you. Funiso Ray, Tando Nkulunkulu anibusise, balele makha mfundisi uMotha Jabulani. Love you. God bless you.
Thank you so much, Mfundisi wami Sipho Paulo Sikhathebe. We really appreciate, man. Thank you very much. And then let me just say, next week we are going to be touching on this. Please check anige Sipho nawe Jabu na Mfundisi Motha on your SMSs. Ish, yeah, ne. Next week we are going to be talking about believers as channels of truth, and that is what we are going to be talking about next week. I trust the Father will do you good. grace you so much in a mighty way. Thank you for listening. Thank you for the WhatsApps. Thank you for the messages. Thank you for the voice notes. Thank you for tuning in. Thank you for your keen interest to have also your music playing on these shows. Thank you so much. We really appreciate. May the Father continue to do you good. From me, it's been great. Tuda. Rabah. We give the Father all the glory. Shalom.
Do you need prayer? Radio Pulpit, in collaboration with Need Pray, is ready to stand in prayer with you. Contact us today with your prayer request at 012-334-1222 or WhatsApp us on 067-429-7564. You can also visit us on radiopulpit.co.za for your online prayer request. We will faithfully pray with you.
It's time for Table Talk, Fridays 9 to 11 a.m. with Mark Penrith on Radio Pulpit, 657 a.m. We are here 24 hours a day with the message of hope, faith, and love on 657 a.m.
Add your voice to ours. We want to hear from you. Contact us at gospel@radiopulpit.co.za or send a WhatsApp to 082-657-2729. Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
You and 657 AM and life, a winning team on the road to eternity.